Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It's the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast, also known as the show that happens when Jimmy schedules everything in his week. 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. Usually we have the hump right now here on youtube.com/Fightful or really any podcast platforms. We're on audio platforms. We're on X, Twitch, all that good stuff. Very easy to find us. Just follow our Twitter or Instagram, whatever the hell. You know, it's easy to find us. If you're here, you know how to find us by now. Bunch of links in the description. Please leave a thumbs up. This show is the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. And it is driven by your super chats and humper chats like these wonderful people do. We are a donation-driven website, so I want to say thank you to all of you who do that. If this isn't quite enough for you, well, guess what? I do a Q&A over on FightfulSelect.com every single week. That gets you a ton of news, more wrestling news than anywhere else. Not only do we have more free content than any wrestling website, we have the most robust paywalled content as well. That's the most direct way to support us. So I will shout it out again, FightfulSelect.com. I use this as basically a preview for that service so you guys can see what goes on behind the paywall. So maybe if you're on the fence about it, this can help sway you. In addition, I had mentioned I'm scaling back Twitter quite a bit. I have been hanging out on Discord over on FightfulSelect.com as well. You go over there, you connect it. There's an Ask SRS thing as well. We chat about every wrestling show. We hung out and talked UFC 300 this past week as well. A lot of good times. I'll be talking NFL draft. Man, I was talking WNBA draft the other night. Caitlin Clark to the Indiana Fever. Stoked about that. But if you're here right now and you want your question or statement read on the air, your question answered, you can donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Which is where you can get all your wrestling news, review shows, interviews, and the like. Or you can go to humperchats.com. That's if you're watching on another platform, or if you just want us to keep a little bit more of that donation you sent in. That is humperchats.com. We would greatly appreciate if you guys did that. Ikerto says, greetings from Sweden. I feel like many people overreacted last week. That's my only opinion. I feel the story will be good with Jack's return, and they will use his scapegoat persona in the story with the footage. I hope Kate is feeling better. Likewise, if you notice me having a little dead air like that, it's because I've got this crazy allergy-induced asthma, and man, Philly did a number on me. I was on prednisone last week, and it just barely patched it up, so hopefully I'm good for this match for the Humane Society on Sunday, but I agree. I think that people just went way overboard last week. And I mean, that was my issue with, you know, a lot of the criticism towards Denise and stuff. And I got a little bit of it too. There were people that were like, oh, they won't share an actual opinion. Ah, it's like, no, we're like, I'm sorry that we're not as outraged about everything as you guys are. It's just Denise and I specifically watch this news cycle go and go and go. And I had posted a thing in response to Tony Khan's tweet about the companies hating each other and all that stuff with a facepalm. And there were a lot of people that were like, oh, you're taking shots at Tony. And I was like, no, not really. I was just like genuinely dreading the discourse surrounding it because it's exhausting, man. Like, I mean, there are people that are just freaking rotten about this stuff, man. It's so weird. Like, I'll give you a good example. I saw a tweet the other day that said, here's Tony Khan having a meltdown. And I looked and it was just him talking to the crowd in between tapings that he's done every time. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, man, I have heard stories about Vince McMahon screaming at Renee Young because she didn't call Tyson Fury the lineal world champion and said that she ruined Tyson Fury's run. I had someone tell me that he screamed and threw a fit because Hulk Hogan was allowed to change out of his pirate costume and said that people ruined the greatest WrestleMania moment of all time. Those are meltdowns. Some saucy tweets and interviews, like, come on now. In retrospect, would I have aired the footage? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if I would have. It's just, I didn't see it as like anything particularly good or bad. I thought that the way the Young Bucks handled it was hilarious. And I thought the FTR promo afterwards was pretty solid. My hope is that it does launch Jack Perry. I thought there were some people being very, very obtuse about that, saying, oh, you're highlighting a guy that isn't even in your company. And I'm like, well, Jack Perry is in the company. And people are like, what? You're going to make people dislike him more over this? No, come on. People have already made up their minds. Let's be realistic about this situation. People had sort of made up their minds there. Like, I think the poll that I did where said like 9% of people looked at things differently. That was more than I expected even. Edward says, nobody seems to focus on this. Was that Dax entering the frame with Punk quickly walking away in that video? Bucks did mention FTR instigating the incident, so couldn't they focus on that to help deflect the Punk attention? So I don't know. But if it was, I feel like they would have highlighted that more. I feel like they would have like drawn circles around him and telestrated it and all that. But it's one of those things where I don't really mind them showing it. It's just, it seemed to bring more negative attention than positive. And I don't know that a situation like that would ever bring positive attention, right? Like, but also it put like heat on Tony Schiavone, where people were trying to say that he was like this. You don't think this guy's a pro? Like, this guy straight up said, hey, I was trying to put heat on the Bucks. And people were like, of course he's going to say that. And I'm thinking, are you new to Tony Schiavone? That guy doesn't give a shit. He'll say what he wants. DNC Digital says, Kenny Omega saying such great things about WWE is important for the divisive fan base. I wonder what anti-WWE fans felt after reading that. Well, I mean, I can tell you this. Tony Khan don't like AEW. Tony Khan doesn't like WWE. And people at the top of WWE generally don't like AEW. Now, whether or not there's this hatred and like the reason why I facepalmed was like anytime you use the term hate and war, there's going to be people acting specifically very weird. But listen, WWE, especially previous regimes, did some undercover cunt stuff to AEW. Many things that will probably never end up being highlighted, but yes, that absolutely specifically behind the scenes, WWE tried an awful lot of stuff on AEW that I feel like justified Tony Khan being like, no, I'm not going to trust you. Any idea if Scott D'Amore is in talks with anybody? Not that I've heard. I heard that WWE reached out in like a hope you're doing okay sense. Any update on Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter? No update on Jamie Hayter. Britt Baker wants to be on TV. I don't know if she's healthy or anything, but that never stopped her from doing TV in the past. Drew Finn, Becky Seth, Sheamus contract updates. I don't know about Sheamus. Spoke to him briefly, just a hope you're doing good type of thing. Drew has not re-signed. Finn will have an update on. Becky and Seth were working on updates on, but WWE were not happy that those deals weren't done. Thoughts of Javion Evans and Oba Femi. Oh, boy. So I've had my eye on Javion Evans for a while anyway because of the deadlock connection, and we have some mutual friends as well. But like even as Jay Malachi, you could kind of tell that he was going to be something. And what I like is they didn't really waste any time in showing that he's very clearly going to be something. Like there are some talent that are just there and you know immediately, okay, let's get them going. They gave it like 3 months after his last deadlock pro match, I think. They started to put him on TV, and now a couple months into that, they're highlighting him with the Ilya Dragunov stuff. Now, wish it would have been longer than 6 minutes and all that stuff, but I mean, you look at this guy, and before he hit, I mean, he's not even 21 yet, he's been working for years. He's been out there doing it. He was out there on the Carolina circuit, which is very, very robust. He was wrestling good people at a very, very young age. He was learning an awful lot at a very young age. And I mean, getting involved with Deadlock at a point where they are as hot as they are, I think was really, really good. And that, you know, that led to him going out to California and wrestling and stuff too. I think he's phenomenal.
Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of 5-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner, I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular price order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boost of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
Obafemi, I mean, listen. There were a lot of people who said a lot of things about WWE's hiring practices and their recruitment efforts and all that stuff. And look at that. They got a hit. They got a hit with this guy. He's the second coming of, I hate to say, Monty Brown due to obvious physical comparisons, but I think that he, like, from an aura standpoint, I mean, if anybody could match the charisma of Monty Brown, boy, that'd be great. But Rex Beck, how long do you think Cody is champ? SummerSlam, Survivor Series, something like that. I think that would make sense. I think that's a nice sort of reign. You want to leave a little bit there, right? You don't want to blow it all. He's going to be a top guy for 5, 6, 7 years. Meet Norman says, no question, just here to crank and hump. Keep me in your prayers. Accidentally got horseradish up my nose eating oysters at lunch. I don't recommend it. Horseradish. Dakota says, do you think they could have done the same exact story without showing the footage? If they could have just alluded to the fight, the fans would have known what they were talking about. Possibly, but I do also understand you want to put as many eyeballs on your show as possible. I understand it. It's just from a fan and media member perspective, I am so exhausted of the discourse. And I know what some people will say. Well, you guys are the one perpetuating it. Listen, I would love it if we didn't need to write articles about that. But it's the old snakes and sparklers thing. It ain't what I want. It's what the audience wants. I'll tell you what the audience wants. To make some money with BetOnline.ag. Our wonderful partners at BetOnline.ag have been in business for 25 plus years. They got the earliest lines. You can bet big. They got the fastest payouts and the industry's best bonuses. Now I'm about to tell you about this weekend's AEW, but they are trusted by millions. Their payouts happen in minutes. They're safe and secure. This is not a fly-by-night operation. This is the real deal at BetOnline.ag. Now, obviously, we want you to only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. But listen to some of these lines for AEW Dynasty. Will Ospreay over Bryan Danielson, that would be a big one. I mean, that's, he's the biggest favorite on that show is Will Ospreay. You got the trios match, Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe favored to win right now. Julia Hart favored to retain the TBS title over Willow Nightingale. Toni Storm favored to win over Thunder Rosa, and Okada a major favorite over Pac in the Continental Championship. However, there are some major title changes on the horizon in the betting odds for BetOnline AG. And a reminder, you can put money on this. We told you guys, bet on Samoa Joe at World's End. We told you guys, bet on Sting at Revolution. I had mentioned Rey Mysterio as an underdog for WrestleMania. Those were my three big underdog picks. I don't know if I've got a big underdog pick on this one, but there are three titles that BetOnline AG think are changing hands right now. Swerve Strickland, a slight favorite over Samoa Joe. That would be a huge crowning moment. Kyle O'Reilly, who I'm supposed to talk to this week, for the International Championship over Roderick Strong. I actually think Roderick Strong could end up winning this. I'm not ready to call that one like a stone cold lock on that, but this is also one of the closest lines on the show. It is the closest line on the show, along with the Swerve line. But I think that Roderick Strong could end up winning that one. But right now, Kyle O'Reilly is favored. The big one, Young Bucks minus 300 against FTR. I think they are winning that one as well. But hey, if you don't agree, head over to BetOnline AG. Put some money down. Again, not just an online platform. It's so much more. It's a focus on the player approach. They built their reputation on offering clients nothing but the best. Check them out. BetOnline AG. Again, please bet responsibly. Only bet what you can. We got, do you think Cody changes the title? I don't. I think he'll try, but I don't. Ray Slover says, why is Jericho stealing Holiday's rarefied air? If he does, I think that he's probably going to get a lot of flack if he continues to use that. Also, shout out to Richard Holiday. If you guys aren't following Richard Holiday on Twitter, go follow him at Most Marketable. He's been doing these vignettes, and they're very, very good. He's such an entertaining guy. Do you believe Joe Hendry, Motor City Machine Gun percentage at Dynasty? Do you believe in Joe Hendry? Oh, this is a double question. Yes, I believe in Joe Hendry. He's phenomenal. He's very entertaining. I'd say 65% that they're at Dynasty. Makes sense to me. Any idea what's going on with Odyssey Jones? WWE seems to send him everywhere as an ambassador to the company, so it seems like he's like there. Any reason he's not debuted on the main roster yet? Is it an injury? No, it isn't an injury. In fact, he's been working. He worked the house show loop against Omos before WrestleMania. He worked the WWE Speed Tournament. They constantly had him on SmackDown Dark matches. He has worked a whole bunch of matches. I mean, he didn't work a ton in the spring or anything like that, but once he got drafted, he's worked about 16 matches since then. They had him at the Superstar Spectacle thing in India. They just use him here and there. They just haven't ever had consistent and significant creative plans for him. There were talks of him being added to the Pride, but that never ended up happening. I'm not sure why, but he's a guy that, along with Zion Quinn and Von Wagner, they just never really had plans for. Never. And I don't understand why. Why bring him up if he didn't have the plans for it? Any guesses on NXT wrestlers that would be called up and main roster wrestlers that could be sent to NXT? Final Testament is an obvious one. Ivar, I think, would connect in NXT a little bit better. I'm going to look at the WWE roster right now, which we keep on Fightful.com's resources section. If you don't check that out, we've got a wonderful resources section with, you know, ratings and injury updates and all that stuff. I'd like Dexter Lumis to go back to NXT if they're not going to use him. Man, they haven't used Jinder either since that match. Everybody was like, oh my God, this is huge for Jinder. They haven't used him since. Unless he's going to be a part of the new Wyatt family, I wouldn't mind seeing Braun go down and do that. if Alpha Academy is splitting up, I think Maxine Dupree should go down there. I think Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine should probably go to NXT. I think that would be a good one. Let's see here. Ridge Holland pretty well already is. Those are the main ones that I look at and I think should go there. As far as NXT talent coming up, I've said this over and over again. I'm ready for JC Jane to come up. I think that she's been TV ready for a very, very long time. Carmelo, obviously, is the easy one. I don't think Trick is, though. Don't think Trick is. Any idea on who you think will be the new Women's World Heavyweight Champion? I wouldn't doubt that maybe... I think it'd be Liv, Nia, or Becky. But I think we could actually lead to a thing where Becky interjects herself into the match, and it becomes exactly what Liv Morgan said that she didn't want out of Becky Lynch, which was her not minding her own business. Camille update. I haven't heard anything. I know AEW had talks with her and they were interested. NXT was interested. NWA would have liked to have held on to her. I don't know what's going on. I'm surprised she hasn't landed in TNA yet. The Von Wagner call up last year, was that a Vince call? With how green he was, I can't imagine Triple H would call him up last year. I can't say that it was specifically a Vince call. I think with a lot of these talent, it was a situation where it was kind of like, well, we need to shit or get off the pot with them. And like Von Wagner's not an old dude. He's, you know, he's 29 years old, but he had been, I mean, he's been in WWE. He's been signed for 5 years at this point. 5 years is quite a while as far as training in the WWE landscape. I mean, that man has seen the COVID era. He saw NXT 2.0. He saw it go back, all that stuff. So I just think it was a situation where they're like, well, we gotta rock with him or we don't gotta rock with him. And then they called him up and then they didn't call him up. They added him to the pool and then just didn't use him. I feel like Zion Quinn was in that situation too, where he got signed in 2018 and they were just like, okay, well, we gotta do something, but then they just didn't do anything. Any news on AEW Joshi's? I miss Yuka and Ryu. Emmy was like, she's around. She had some visa issues for a little bit, but she's back. I don't know about Yuka. She had been around quite a bit at like while she was hurt too. But you know, they're streamlining costs and stuff like that as well. So I think they're going to wait until they have creative plans for them. Where is Valhalla? I don't have the answer to that. She was at WrestleMania week, though. With Ventrell gone, does WWE start to get the ball rolling on deals getting done? Yes. WWE and talent did not seem happy with how long Dan Ventrell waited to get these deals done. Like, it's not optimal to have Drew scheduled to win the title in a feud with CM Punk and advertise for Scotland and not be under contract. And Rock Hard Joel Wood says, tickets on sale next Friday for Clash in Glasgow, given that the majority of ticket buyers could be there because of Drew. Do you think WWE locks them in by then? I think they should try. I think they should really try. But if I were him, I would utilize that leverage in order to maximize my deal. That's what all the talent were telling me. They're like, it was very weird that they gave us so much leverage. And I'm surprised by it too. Like, talent were getting some of the biggest deals in WWE history, biggest guaranteed deals 5 years ago. Now, I mean, some of them compared to late WCW deals weren't like great, but they were still some of the most guaranteed money WWE had ever given, right? Now it's way more. Any guesses on the all-in main event? Danielson and Swerve. Or maybe that's Danielson and Swerve's probably... I think it'll be Ospreay versus somebody, but I think it'll be for the international title. I think Ospreay headlines it, though. When will Nick Aldis become a wrestler for WWE? His prime is being wasted. Him versus Cody would be insane. Well, Tommy, I can tell you this. They definitely really like him as a GM. He is getting high marks as a GM. And that was a role. Part of me thought it was like, are they testing him just to see if he'll be down with it? If so, well, he killed it and he's doing great. He handles himself like a professional. He adds some sense of authority to the role. He also adds this great aura of not being able to be intimidated as well, which I think is useful in a role like that. Like, there's not anybody that's going to scare him within character, right? And I think he's killed it. Provided they both re-sign, what direction do you think WWE takes with Becky and Seth? Seems like both are at pivot points post-Mania. I want to see how Seth reacts to the sacrifices that he made. Does he feel validated, or does he feel like, you know, I earned some more sins? You know what I mean? Like, he earned the ability to misbehave a little bit more. With Becky, I think it's time for a pivot in her character. I think she probably knows that too. She's smart. She understands it. She knows how integral that evolving is. So I think that we're probably going to see her lean into a lot of the criticisms that like Liv has, where she goes, it's not always about you. And she goes, yeah, it is. Ricardo, tribalism is stupid. Touch grass, be better. I agree. Any updates on WWE behind the curtain, Doc? Nope. They told me that they had to get some more editing done and that patience is a virtue. It's been over a week. No update. That's a bummer. That is a bummer. Would the next AEW TV deal likely be announced around the WBD upfronts next month? That's where they announced Collision last year. Possibly, but I honestly don't think it's out of the question that it's later this year. Like, I mean, they got a busy year. They got a really busy year. So I guess we'll see. But I mean, I had heard they were deep in talks a year ago. And there are some elements of a deal that I had heard of last year that really lends some credibility to that. But also, I think if they have the framework of a deal hammered out, I don't think they're necessarily just foaming at the mouth to answer it or to reveal it. Man, we got a whole bunch. Let's talk about these. The Bep Jr. says, do you think injured stars like Cora and Shotzi will be available to be drafted? Some of them, ones that are imminently coming back, other ones they'll just keep out and then they'll assign as they need it. Is there any update on Megan Bain in AEW? No, not that I've heard at all. NXT is going to CW's national broadcast channel. Yep. So they are going to add some juice to that. Is AEW contractually obligated to do Forbidden Door with New Japan, or could they do it with TNA instead with Ospreay, Okada, White, Aussie Open? I feel like if they were to do it with TNA, they would call it something else, like Multiverse United or something like that. I don't think that they would disrespect New Japan and that relationship just to do that with somebody else. I wouldn't mind them adding to it, like doing one big giant Forbidden Door, but then, okay, TNA would need to foot some of the costs of production as well. New Lack City says, SRS keep dunking on the trolls a week later. I don't think the footage was as bad of an idea. It let people finally get all their punk Perry takes off and we can move on. Seeing Perry's heat was awesome. Shivani shut these experts up. It sort of was like a bloodletting of the situation, which, you know, bloodletting can lead to people dying. But nobody died here. Everybody's okay. FTR cut a great promo. Young Bucks were hilarious. Jack Perry got a little bit more over. Most people don't think any different of CM Punk. Yeah. Do you have an idea why Mercedes isn't wrestling till Double or Nothing? She got physical after her first two appearances, but hasn't since. Is it possible she isn't cleared? It's very possible she isn't cleared. I'm not going to say that because I'm not her doctor. But I was told, whenever I found out that she was coming to AEW, they said there was a real chance she's not wrestling until Double or Nothing. What happened to the Mania doc? Editing, allegedly. Nulak City says, thanks for calling out the bad faith weirdos. I didn't get that TK having a meltdown stuff. Also, companies shouldn't be competitive with anyone in the same field. That has nothing to do with wrestlers or fans. The past week has been rough. Yeah, like the companies can be competitive. Like I'll tell you one that I really loved. I love Grayson Waller saying, finally, some good wrestling coming to Jacksonville. That shit was funny. That shit was funny. Very funny. Thoughts on the Sheamus body shaming? It's so lame. Listen, man, the guy had a near career-ending neck injury. And I'm just sitting here like, have y'all ever watched MMA? What are you talking about? Like, man, post yourself doing 15 minutes on the stairs at level 5 before you can even think about making a comment like that. Ridiculous. Ryan says, there's rumors that Def Rebel's contract with WWE is up at the end of the year. Can you ask? I can ask. I have not heard. I have inquired. They are very aware that a lot of fans do not like that, do not like the music that's being made right now. And listen, I think CFOs was romanticized an awful lot too, because we saw a lot of like 20, 30 second loops and shit like that that I didn't think were particularly good. I think they could have done better. What three matches would you want to see at Forbidden Door? Oh my God. Jesus Christ, man. I'll be honest, like New Japan kind of... I would love to see some sort of integration of Bullet Club War Dogs and Bullet Club Gold, whether or not it be them teaming against each other, whatever. I would love to see Gabe Kidd against somebody like a big name. Gabe Kidd against somebody who can cut a really good promo. I kind of would like to see him against Danielson, to be honest with you. I think that one would be really cool. Shota and Moxley, I think that would be a cool one too. With Forbidden Door in Long Island, percentage MJF returns. I think he'll be advertised for it. Sean, any contenders for the women's world title? Nia, Liv, and Becky are my three. Thoughts on the Marigold and the possible WWE connection? Okay, listen. Fuck, I'm going to get reamed for saying this. I don't give a shit. Think it's a little weird to be out there saying, hello, we're looking for unmarried, healthy trainees between the age of 13 to 30. By the way, we might have a WWE connection when there is an active lawsuit against WWE for alleged sex trafficking. Do I think that anybody currently involved with WWE or the higher-ups would be involved in anything like that? No, I don't. I sincerely think they are making an effort to try to clean that up and get people out of there that would have enabled that. But I'm like, listen, and you can come at me with all the cultural stuff as well. I'm like, man, the unmarried aspect, and it's just a little weird to me. Main roster women's mid-card title next, hopefully. No plans of it. Any word right? Dom was pulled from the UK tour. No, but Ricochet replaced him. Will Judgment Day still exist when Rhea returns? If it doesn't, I think that she will try to bring it back together. Is it confirmed that NXT Battleground is not taking place in May in Savannah? Nope, not yet. I would be shocked if it actually took place in at the Apex, like some people are claiming. I don't know why they would do it there and not the Performance Center. Since you think Trick isn't getting called up, do you think he's winning the title Tuesday? Since if he loses, he leaves NXT. Yeah. Yeah, I think he does win it. I think that it's time for him to win it. And then Ilya can go up. He can reign. Trick as the face of NXT on CW is... That's the thing, man. That's the thing you want. Give me that. What would it take to get Def Rebel fired? Listen, buddy, I am not going to tap dance on somebody's grave or celebrate or scheme on somebody losing their job because, I ain't doing that shit. What happened to Stone Cold? Do you think they could be for saving him for Cody versus Rock singles? No, it wasn't a save him for this thing. It wasn't that. Couldn't come to terms. That's ultimately what it was. And I wish they would. Wish they would have. Man, I got the hiccups. Feeling Dreepy says, considering Raw is moving to Netflix and SmackDown going to the USA Network, and the USA Network was the reason Raw was 3 hours in the first place, what are the chances of them making SmackDown 3 hours after they moved to the network? USA would have to pay an awful lot more money for that. USA will just kind of shift back and forth, but they're always there. They're always in on WWE. With the exception of that few year period where, you know, there was the TNN thing, USA Network, WWE, they have their long-standing relationship. They'll just always be a part of that. But I mean, they got to pay the money. If they pay the extra money, I'm sure WWE would do it. UFC just announced a show in Louisville, the Yum Center, on June 8th. I did not know that. Maybe I'll go to it. Listen, man, I've fallen out of love with MMA a lot. UFC 300 was incredible, though. But I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Back in Louisville, man, June 8th. Do they have any fights announced for it? It's less than 2 months away. I guess we'll see. What else do we got on the Humper Chat side before I get to some of these super chats? Oh, Yana says, there's no way Anthem doesn't know that TNA has a production problem. It's insulting. They're cheap. I have to watch 2009 for better production in 2024. It's upsetting. PLE not selling out. I am completely with you here. So we leave our Roku TV, Samsung TV, whatever it is, on for the cats. And sometimes TNA channel pops up there. The production from the Hogan era is significantly better than it is now. And why is that? Well, because they're in very, very small venues now. It's dark, drab, and quiet. It is depressing a lot of times to watch that, where you can't tell if anybody's there, both visually and from an audio standpoint. Like WWE, I don't know if I'm breaking news here. So for everybody that were like, WWE doesn't pipe in audio. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They have for a long time. They lay a base layer of audio over the show. They did it during the pandemic. How do you think they got? There wasn't webcam voices there. They've got the basic chatter type of thing. They did it on MLB broadcasts as well. But I wish that TNA would do this as well. The production isn't good. Most of their upgrades were software upgrades. Thoughts on AEW's women's division? It needs more focus, more time for characters, and it needs something fresh from a story standpoint. Can big stars in WWE get Roman-type schedules? Very rarely. Very rarely. Thoughts on the Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley story? I hate that Rhea got hurt. I don't like that Rhea got hurt, but I think that it's going to help out overall. I think it's going to benefit the long-term story here. And Liv needed that. Any word on Danhausen? Is Hook likely to re-sign? I don't know about Hook. Danhausen just wants to work more. Wants to work more, as best I can see. And he's not exactly keeping it a secret. Pat says, favorite matches from GCW Bloodsport 2024. Well, Akira and Victor Benjamin are buddies of mine. Really liked seeing that. Nick Nemeth and Mike Bailey. Man, I wish that one would have went a little bit longer. Nomura and Fuminori. That was probably the best one. And of course, seeing Shayna in there was also like, oh shit. That was like, I can't believe that actually happened. Do you want to see Logan Paul defending his title against Bate, Grayson Waller, and Jimmy Uso at Backlash? No. He just did a triple threat. I want to see him in a singles match. Sorry, there's just not a lot I can say about that. Would it be a fun match? Sure, but that's not what I want to see. Has there ever been any examples where loyalty stopped a company from evolving, i.e. Vince with Dunn? Yeah. Whole lot of it in TNA, man. the John Gaburic era, and there have been countless situations where loyalty to somebody in certain roles has, I mean, my God, Vince with Johnny Ace kept the company from evolving and from being a better place to work. Just so many different examples. I think that there were some loyalty that was given to some former ROH employees when AEW started that probably shouldn't have been there. Probably just weren't fit for the role. Why does AEW announce shows so close to the show date, normally 30 days from the show? WWE is already selling tickets for shows in late June. For some of them, they only finalize the venue stuff that close. I would imagine that's something that they are going to work on and probably streamline, especially with Koshay Irby there. Thomas says WWE has struggled to start negotiation with talents whose contracts are up in 2024, but that wasn't the case with those that renewed in late 2023. Charlotte, Bayley, Zelina, Ray, Dom, Cody. What changed from then till now? So I will say they did at least offer Cody well ahead of time. However, they didn't hammer it out for quite a while. At some point, I don't know if it was a TV deal thing or a starting or a let's see how Mania does thing. Pardon me. They just stopped nailing down those deals well ahead of time. Or even offering them. Because Drew is up, I think, late May or June. And they just approached him last month. Now, this can piss people off in sports. I'm sure it can piss people off in wrestling. And especially when you're scripted to do certain things, you don't necessarily always hold your own fate in your hands, right? I'm shocked that they haven't nailed down a deal with Becky. And now, honestly, if I'm Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, I let my deal go up. I see what the offer is. And then I negotiate. That's what I would do. I would play both sides against each other. I would, you know, just see. Because what's going to happen? What, WWE's not going to want you back? You think that because they explore free agency, WWE's going to say, ah, you know what? We're good. No, hell no. If they did, you could go somewhere else and make a ton of money. I think they should explore it. Tony Khan saying he'll be very aggressive when it comes to free agents. Do you think there's a realistic shot he could land someone like Seth, Becky, or Drew? Yeah, I do. I think that if they get to the negotiation portion of this, I think that Tony Khan will do everything he can to outbid. Also, here's some good news. And Nick Khan said that WrestleMania 25 will not be in an outdoor East Coast stadium again and will not go head-to-head with the Final Four again. People are saying Las Vegas is one of the cities under consideration. They've got a deal with Minnesota from what I understand. So we'll see. Mike the Jewelers says, what's up, SRS? Been a while. Hope all is well. Anyway, AEW picks up Becky or Seth if WWE isn't signing them. Let's get to Cocky Monkey Philly. The aerial interview with AEW, was it needed? Shout to Jack. He didn't touch hands. Punky Brewster did. I knew that Punk was going to talk about it at some point. Punk is a guy that likes to talk about that stuff, and it didn't seem like he really wanted to. But you know what? It's going to happen. It might as well be with Ariel Helwani. I thought Ariel asked some pretty good questions as well. I think there's a chance that they pick up Becky or Seth. I think there is a 95% chance if they hit free agency that there's an offer made. I can't imagine them not making an offer. It's promotional malpractice if you don't make an offer. Both of them are big time stars. What it'll do for their viewership, yeah, I don't particularly know about that. However, I look at, you know, the impact that they've made on wrestling. And Tony can operate this company as he sees fit. And I think what he's going to do is try to load up on more big stars and probably let some of the lesser contracts go. I think that's probably the approach he wants to take. And I just think that's the right way to go. Any speculation on how long MJF has long with AEW? Do you think he's an AEW lifer? No, I think he'll explore free agency eventually too, but he's got years to the best of my knowledge. I think he's got quite a while before he's going to be up. But you know what? Look, if you're looking to save some money, I got something for you. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's truly like one of the best eras to get NordVPN.com/Fightful because AEW is now doing the Fight platform or Triller platform rather. Probably need to update that copy, but yeah, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. Noah says, you think AEW improves their attendance numbers? I do. There's a lot of approaches they need to do. Do talent care about the hard cam tarp BS? No, not a bit. They wish more people were in the building, but Bridget says, is Danhausen's friendship with Punk causing him heat and keeping him off TV? From an outward perspective, maybe. Like, I don't know. I can't say. I don't know if Danhausen is cool with people who aren't cool with Punk. You know what I mean? I've never had that conversation with him. You know, there were the merchandising hiccups and stuff like that. But I know that when Danhausen communicated to AEW and Tony Khan, he wanted to be used. He wanted to be on TV. That just hasn't happened. So Danhausen has started to work indies. And Bridget, also, thank you very much for the very generous super chat. And I spoke to Danhausen in Indianapolis, I think, and he did very, very good there. He's continued to work GCW. He's worked indies. He wants to work. He wants to appear on TV. He wants to be busy because keeping him off TV, I think, probably hurts his brand. I mean, granted, if he wasn't in AEW, he wouldn't be on TV in general, but he's got to keep those dates open. He's got to keep a lot of that stuff free, and appearing and doing things is important to him. He's got a very, very distinct view of how he wants to be featured, because I know he didn't want to be featured while he was injured because he didn't want to be that guy that just does that. Any updates on potential surprises for Rebellion or upcoming TV shows or Macklin re-signing? I think Macklin should also see what's out there, should see if he gets a WWE offer, because I mean, nobody knows that system better than him. I would expect a constant cycling of talent in and out at TNA shows. Do I think Daniel Bryan returns to WWE when his deal's up this September? No, his loyalty was primarily to the Vince McMahon regime, not the Triple H regime. WWE has listed tickets behind the stage for Money in the Bank. Does that mean a small stage? Yes, it does. And they're going to do that whenever ticket sales facilitate that. I mean, they don't mind doing that. Have you heard anything about AEW's new deal, specifically when it comes to streaming? It'd be nice to have an easy way to rewatch old matches. So I don't know about the library. I know that Max had interest in hosting AEW pay-per-views. And that's when we were talking last year about the deal being like in deep talks. SAS says, with Drew's contract situation, do you think Triple H will recreate the 2011 Money in the Bank CM Punk ending with Drew and have him come back as the real world champion with an X painted on it? That seems almost a little too on the nose, but that's honestly one of those things that I wish they would do. That's a thing that I think would really enhance Drew's character. Sorry, my nose itches so bad. What the hell? What's the old wives' tale? Somebody's coming to visit or something like that? I don't know. I think that that would be a story point that is a nod to the AEW days, but also something that Drew could take a little shot at. But I mean, Drew can actually say that he won it. You know what I mean? Why not say Mercedes negotiated a title shot into her contract? Why tout rankings are back? Then immediately give a brand new talent a title shot, makes Ospreay look dumb for ranking up. They should. I think they probably feared that that would make Mercedes look like a heel if she didn't earn it. But I think she's probably better off as a heel anyway. I think they should probably go that direction. Because I think that Mercedes' audience is along for the ride. You know what I mean? Like, Mercedes fans, I don't think they don't mind to boo her in person, whatever, you know, whatever accentuates her character type of thing. I think that she needs to go heel, and I think that would be a nice way to do it. It's possible that Nick and Triple H have asked talent to keep contract negotiations close to the vest, aka quiet. It's possible they've asked, but I mean, they haven't. That's the thing. Like, this isn't, that's just not a thing. Like, I guess it's possible that there is a giant conspiracy with the CEOs, the VP of talent, the actual talent, the talent agents, then other talent that those talent have talked to, and then their friends, staff, people who get internal memos. I guess there's a possibility of that, because I don't rule anything out. It's just extremely unlikely. Most AEW wrestlers aren't on TV consistently and are allowed to wrestle in indies. Are most paid per appearance? No, most are not paid per appearance. Some are paid per appearance, but also some of that is the perk of the job. You can make money on the indies. You can travel less, but no, most are signed to full-time deals. Tommy says to Triple H and HBK, watch AEW for the past 5 years, and the second Vince was out, say, hold my beer. These matches have been so good. AEW definitely made WWE step up their game, made NXT step up their game, made WWE do it, made everybody do it. So, I mean, I think that there is a direct line between AEW coming around and the in-ring and the success from a free agency standpoint and WWE's quality. What do you think has the bigger impact, Max Holloway getting his title back or getting his revenge against Connor? Connor. Max Holloway has won titles and all that stuff and been one of the greatest champions of all time. If he whips Conor McGregor's ass, I think that one would go a lot better from a general perspective. Matt Hennessy says, perception is important in wrestling, and WWE is the hot company, and the talent seem loyal to Triple H. Do you see major names like Seth, Becky, Drew, Finn, and KO staying? I mean, perception in wrestling is important, but I'll give you a nice example. Talent were jumping back and forth between WWE or WWF and WCW and ECW nonstop, regardless of loyalty in the 90s. It's about what's best for the individual talent. Like, loyalty in business, I don't know. Do you think Blair Davenport is coming up after the Saul Ruka no DQ match? Feels like she's done everything, and maybe Lyra alongside Roxanne. I could see it. I could see it. That's not a name that I necessarily have. But you know, with all the shows in Europe this year, I think it makes a lot of sense. I do. UK getting Sammy Balor, Gable, Gunther right now. Need this. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see the results from the UK tour. I forgot that was going on right now. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We are wrapping up. Heading over to the FightfulSelect.com. We're going to talk some exclusive news over there, including some stuff that Corey Brennan broke about an NXT producer today. And yeah, got quite a few things that are dropping. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, Becky's kind of hinted and dismissed the idea of going anywhere else. Do you think her options could lean WWE or retirement, or do you think AEW? I think she's got plenty left in the tank. I think that they are going to offer her a lot of money to stay, and there's a very, very good chance that she signs before she hits free agency. But if she, if Becky Lynch becomes available on the free agent market, she will become the highest paid woman in pro wrestling history and still might anyway. But if she hits free agency, she definitely will. Paul Simon says, I asked after Adam Cole left and you said at the time, mania moments aren't keeping talent around anymore. Has that changed? And is it important again to talent? I think it's way more important now than it was then, because now talent have some sense of confidence within WWE that they might be able to get a WrestleMania moment and hometown moments, like things like what you saw with Sami Zayn on Monday. That would have never happened under Vince McMahon. He would have been beaten soundly in a few minutes and embarrassed in front of his family. Now, did that happen a little bit at the end of the show? Yes, but he got that very special moment associated with it. I think that there are certain moments that WWE can provide that other places can't. Christian Knight says, hey, Sean, have you had a moment to that you thought WWE could have used Kevin Dunn's production yet? Ha ha ha. I've been loving the new presentation, and it's criminal how much it's been held back. Whew. I feel ripped off of the last few years of WWE under Kevin Dunn. Imagine some of the cool bloodline moments that could have happened with new production. We got hosed. We got bamboozled. We had the wool pulled over our eyes. Kevin Dunn hasn't been good for a long time. Everybody that talked about, oh, he's a genius and nobody knows it better than him. Well, as it turns out, some dude just showed up and knows better than him. Because that dude wasn't worried about movies. He watched sports. He did sports because that at its core, that's what WWE is. It is a sport with entertainment. Rank the likelihood of staying Drew, Seth, Becky, Finn, Natalya. In order of rankings, that's tough. I'll say Seth most likely, Drew second, Becky third, Natalya fourth, Finn fifth. Because I feel like wherever Natalya goes, TJ Wilson goes too, and I think that would be a big, big drawing point there. Somebody says Lee Fitting is the best. Give him the Emmy. They can't give him the Emmy. He's banned from getting Emmys, which is, there you go. Guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please leave a comment below. I would really like to conjure up some more comments on these. But also, we're on podcast platforms everywhere. So please leave us a nice review. I'm heading over to The List Goes on FightfulSelect.com right now. We're going to talk NXT news. We're going to talk some AEW news. A whole lot there. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.